Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We had Tim Layton from the high school league on earlier in the day, pointing out that they had to adjust schedules for girls and boys state lacrosse championship Saturday. And if memory serves, they were going to play both championship games at Eden Prairie today, the girls at 2:30, and then the boys championship game at 6. The girls stayed at Eden Prairie. The boys went out to Chaska. They started both of those games at 2:30. David LeVay covering state lacrosse for the Star Tribune. David, good to visit with you.
Nice to visit with you, Steve.
Yeah, and I would assume you had a steady rain for that boys lacrosse championship game.
It was unrelenting.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sherry Gross, who was taking photos for the Star Tribune, said, "Spotty showers, Mike. You know what?"
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they pulled the pin on the Twins game. They rearranged the schedules. And a familiar champion in boys lacrosse, Benilde St. Margaret's, does it again. Dominant year.
Their third championship in 4 years. So they only interrupted last year because they got beat by Prior Lake in the semifinals. And they had that one sticking in their craw, and it kind of fueled their, especially their seniors, it fueled them all year long. And two of their seniors got things started early with a lot of goal scoring, and the rest of the team followed suit, and they were too much for Lakeville North, 18-10 final.
Yeah, and this is a sport, David, that continues to grow in popularity, and I know you and the entire team over at the Star Tribune cover it all. But this sport continues to grow, more and more kids. But one thing remains the same, that the power structure. You got the Lakeville schools, you've got Benilde St. Margaret's. It is still southwest suburbs, southern suburbs dominating this sport.
That's exactly it. Prior Lake, Eden Prairie, they were dominant for a while, and they kind of had a tournament this year where I joked to the Eden Prairie coach. I said, "You finally made Eden Prairie a plucky underdog." He laughed. But you know, they had their run, and Prior Lake and Lakeville North and Benilde are having it now. And that's definitely where the power is. Now you'll have a team like White Bear Lake jump up and win a championship, and that's great for them. But they don't have the staying power that the South programs, the West programs do. So we'll see if more of that shift can move to the East, and you'll get, you know, like Stillwater is having some really good years right now, and we'll see what the future brings with those programs.
Yeah, sport continues to grow. Benilde, St. Margaret's wins boys, beating Lakeville North 18-10. We should point out that third place, Eden Prairie beat Stillwater 12-9, and the consolation final, Egan downs Minnetonka 21-11. We'll talk girls here in a moment. Right now, these state tournaments are held in high school venues, and that's probably because the sport hasn't grown dramatically at the collegiate level, so there aren't a lot of college venues, if you will, to play in, because a lot of state tournaments are played, for instance, boys and girls hockey at the XL Energy Center, boys and girls hoops at the U at Williams Arena or Target Center, football, soccer at U.S. Bank Stadium. Maybe someday, as the sport continues to grow in this area at the collegiate level.
Yeah, I think that, because right now the latest talk we had about spring tournaments, especially the softball Coaches Association, they've made noise this year, and they're thinking about filing a lawsuit, a Title IX based lawsuit, to get the tournament out of Caswell Park in North Mankato and get it into the U of M facilities on the U of M campus. So I know eventually there may be a somewhat similar movements by the lacrosse powers that be. I thought I'd heard that they was always maybe had a home at TCO Stadium, where the Vikings have training camp and things. I thought that would be a good venue, but as it stands, it just rotates around to various high schools right now.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, you know, you've got field markings, but that can be accomplished. I like the TCO idea. That is a wonderful facility. The Aurora play there as well right now. And, of course, you've got the Vikings hosting some high school football games out there as well. So it would be a familiar venue. And it's well before training camp starts. So, you know, maybe the Vikes would be open to hosting at some point.
Well, I think it separates itself from just another venue, because now you have a bit of pageantry. Now there's something special about those final games, and that's all those other tournaments you mentioned have that, and that's something that maybe lacrosse will make some noise about, and when the time is right, and try to get some things moving in that direction. We'll see.
Yeah, and by the way, we want to talk about the girls champions, a dominant run for Lakeville South. They beat Prior Lake today in the girls' championship game over at Eden Prairie today. And once again, a rainy day over there at Eden Prairie. So tip of the cap, though, to the schools that put on these events. I brought it up with Tim Layton earlier today from the Minnesota State High School League. For instance, St. Michael Albertville, a state track and field meet, that takes not only a track and a stadium, but all the surrounding area for field events, and they've done an outstanding job up there.
Yeah, other than the drive up from a guy that lives in Woodbury, I have no complaints.
Yeah, proximity is certainly a factor.
If you had Hamlin, and Hamlin was great, you know, great college facility, but you couldn't park anywhere, you know. So you don't have that problem at Benilde, at St. Michael Albertville. The parking is great once you get up there. So it's but you know, there's no perfect venue. It's just kind of whichever one has the least flaws, and I think St. Michael Albertville has the least flaws right now. So let's keep it there and see what happens.
Yeah, and back to softball. I had never been in all the state tournaments I've attended, and as long as I've been around and covering events and doing play-by-play, etc., I had never been to a state softball tournament at Caswell Park in North Mankato. And I understand, you know, some of the coaches wanting to get it to the cities, etc., and maybe have it at the View or at the U at a venue, or at least championship games. But they really do an outstanding job down there. I mean, they really care about the event, and it's a great facility to get all those games in a 3-day time period, it's a pretty good setup. I think they do a great job down there for what it's worth.
I'll have to take your word for it because, like you just said about yourself, I have not attended anything at Caswell Park in North Mankato. I've never had any of those because usually I'm doing track that same weekend.
Yeah. No, I wanted to get down there, and I got a couple of assignments. I got the 2A and the 4A championship games. Big thanks to everyone at NSPN.TV for giving me the shot. And it was really good. I was very impressed. And I think
okay, so you were finally there. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're it gets our stamp of approval. We'll see what the coaches ultimately say about it. But quick update on the girls. Lakeville South beat Prior Lake 12-8. They win the championship. I had a chance to see Lakeville South in the quarterfinals. Just a big, strong, dominant team and a deserving champion. Benilde St. Margaret's beat Stillwater 15-13 for third place. And then it was Minnetonka beating Elk River Zimmerman 18-9 in the consolation final. So congrats to all the lacrosse programs. And this is a sport where they play in the elements. You got to admire that. Football, soccer, lacrosse, they'll play in any weather.
Except lightning.
Except lightning. Nobody plays in the lightning. And by the way, Father's Day is coming up tomorrow, David. And I know you and your friend Lauren did a book, Tourney Time. If you're looking for a gift for Dad and he's a hockey fan, I'm sure it's available at a bookstore near you. So if you need to get something for Dad for tomorrow, Tourney Time's still available, isn't it?
Oh, darn right. Yeah, put out the updated version just in February. So it takes you from 1945, the first year of the tournament, all the way through 2023. And so all those years are covered. All those years are handled in an individual way where it's all based on interviews we've done, more than 400 of them, with players and coaches. And it's really every chapter is a unique story on all those programs. And it's not a, the same old, few times. It really gets under the nails of the tournament in each given year. I'm not biased, but I strongly recommend it because I know we worked our tails off to produce it. So, make a great gift for Dad. And I think that if whether Dad's a hockey fan per se, or just a fan of local history and a fan of good storytelling, I think this book covers all those areas as well.
So there you go. Father's Day gift idea. It's not too late to pick up Tourney Time at a bookstore near you. A great look at the state hockey tournament over the years. Hey, David, good to visit with you today. Great work to you and the entire team at the Star Tribune. You guys put forth amazing effort.
I appreciate that, Steve, and I admire your work on the Good Neighbor too. So let's both keep it going as long as we can.
Yeah. I'm going to hang around till they ask me to leave, I think is what I'm going to do. All right, David, have a good night.
You too. Well, okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there he is, David LeVake from the Star Tribune covering state lacrosse this week, track up at St. Michael Albertville. And the high school sports season almost in the rearview mirror. There are some events still to come.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We had Tim Layton from the high school league on earlier in the day pointing out that they had to adjust schedules for girls and boys state lacrosse championship Saturday. And if memory serves, they were going to play both championship games at Eden Prairie today, the girls at 2:30, and then the boys championship game at 6. The girls stayed at Eden Prairie. The boys went out to Chaska. They started both of those games at 2:30. David LeVay covering state lacrosse for the Star Tribune. David, good to visit with you.
Nice to visit with you, Steve.
Yeah, and I would assume you had a steady rain for that boys lacrosse championship game.
It was unrelenting.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sherry Gross, who was taking photos for the Star Tribune, said, "Spotty showers, my, you know what?"
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they pulled the pin on the Twins game. They rearranged the schedules, and a familiar champion in boys lacrosse, Benilde St. Margaret's, does it again. Dominant year.
Their third championship in 4 years. So they only interrupted last year because they got beat by Prior Lake in the semifinals. And they had that one sticking in their craw, and they kind of fueled their, especially their seniors, have fueled them all year long. And two of their seniors got things started early with a lot of goal scoring, and the rest of the team followed suit, and they were too much for Lakeville North, 18-10 final.
Yeah, and this is a sport, David, that continues to grow in popularity, and I know you and the entire team over at the Star Tribune cover it all. But this sport continues to grow, more and more kids. But one thing remains the same, that the power structure. You got the Lakeville schools, you've got Benilde St. Margaret's. It is still southwest suburbs, southern suburbs dominating this sport.
That's exactly it. Prior Lake, Eden Prairie, they were dominant for a while, and they kind of had a tournament this year where I joked to the Eden Prairie coach. I said, "You finally made Eden Prairie a plucky underdog." He laughed. But you know, they had their run, and Prior Lake and Lakeville North and Benilde are having it now. And that's definitely where the power is. Now you'll have a team like White Bear Lake jump up and win a championship, and that's great for them. But that they don't have the staying power that the South programs, the West programs do. So we'll see if more of that shift can move to the east, and they'll get, you know, like Stillwater is having some really good years right now, and we'll see what the future brings with those programs.
Yeah, sport continues to grow. Benilde St. Margaret's wins boys, beating Lakeville North 18-10. We should point out that third place, Eden Prairie, beat Stillwater 12-9, and the consolation final, Egan downs Minnetonka 21-11. We'll talk girls here in a moment. Right now, these state tournaments are held in high school venues, and that's probably because the sport hasn't grown dramatically at the collegiate level, so there aren't a lot of college venues, if you will, to play in, because a lot of state tournaments are played, for instance, boys and girls hockey at the XL Energy Center, boys and girls hoops at the U at Williams Arena or Target Center, football, soccer at U.S. Bank Stadium. Maybe someday, as the sport continues to grow in this area at the collegiate level.
Yeah, I think that, because right now the latest talk we had about spring tournaments, especially the softball Coaches Association, they've made noise this year, and they're thinking about filing a lawsuit, a Title IX based lawsuit, to get the tournament out of Caswell Park in North Mankato and get it into the U of M facilities on the U of M campus. So So I know eventually there may be a some similar movements by the lacrosse powers that be. I thought I'd heard that they were always maybe had a home at TCO Stadium where the Vikings have training camp and things. I thought that would be a good venue, but
Oh, sure.
As it stands, it's just it just rotates around to various high schools right now.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, you know, you've got field markings, but that can be accomplished. I like the TCO idea. That is a wonderful facility. The Aurora play there as well right now. And, of course, you've got the Vikings hosting some high school football games out there as well. So it would be a familiar venue. And it's well before training camp starts. So, you know, maybe the Vikes would be open to hosting at some point.
Well, I think it separates itself from just another venue, because now you have a bit of pageantry. Now there's something special about those final games, and that's all those other tournaments you mentioned have that, and that's something that maybe lacrosse will make some noise about, and when the time is right, and try to get some things moving in that direction. We'll see.
Yeah, and by the way, we want to talk about the girls' champions, a dominant run for Lakeville South. They beat Prior Lake today in the girls' championship game over at Eden Prairie today. And once again, a rainy day over there at Eden Prairie. So tip of the cap, though, to the schools that put on these events. I brought it up with Tim Layton earlier today from the Minnesota State High School League. For instance, St. Michael Albertville, a state track and field meet, that takes not only a track and a stadium, but all the surrounding area for field events, and they've done an outstanding job up there.
Yeah, other than the drive up from a guy that lives in Woodbury, I have no complaints.
Yeah, proximity is certainly a factor. I mean,
if you had Hamlin, and Hamlin was great, you know, great college facility, but you couldn't park anywhere, you know. So you don't have that problem at St. Michael Albertville. The parking is great once you get up there. So it's but you know, there's no perfect venue. It's just kind of whichever one has the least flaws, and I think St. Michael Albertville has the least flaws right now. So let's keep it there and see what happens.
Yeah, and back to softball. I had never been in all the state tournaments I've attended, and as long as I've been around and covering events and doing play-by-play, etc., I had never been to a state softball tournament at Caswell Park in North Mankato. And I understand, you know, some of the coaches wanting to get it to the cities, etc., and maybe have it at the View or at the U at a venue, or at least championship games. But they really do an outstanding job down there. I mean, they really care about the event, and it's a great facility to get all those games in a three-day time period. It's a pretty good setup. I think they do a great job down there for what it's worth.
I'll have to take your word for it, because like you just said about yourself, I have not attended anything at Caswell Park in North Mankato. I've never had any of those, because usually I'm doing track that same weekend.
Yeah. No, I wanted to get down there, and I got a couple of assignments. I got the 2A and the 4A championship games. Big thanks to everyone at NSPN.TV for giving me the shot. And it was really good. I was very impressed, and I think...
Okay, so you were finally there. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay. It gets our stamp of approval. We'll see what the coaches ultimately say about it. But quick update on the girls. Lakeville South beat Prior Lake 12-8. They win the championship. I had a chance to see Lakeville South in the quarterfinals. Just a big, strong, dominant team and a deserving champion. Benilde St. Margaret's beat Stillwater 15-13 for third place. And then it was Minnetonka beating Elk River Zimmerman 18-9 in the consolation final. So congrats to all the lacrosse programs. And this is a sport where they play in the elements. You got to admire that. Football, soccer, lacrosse, they'll play in any weather.
Except lightning.
Except lightning. Nobody Nobody plays in the lane. And by the way, Father's Day is coming up tomorrow, David. And I know you and your friend Lauren did a book, Tourney Time. If you're looking for a gift for Dad, and he's a hockey fan, I'm sure it's available at a bookstore near you. So if you need to get something for Dad for tomorrow, Tourney Time's still available, isn't it?
Oh, darn right. Yeah, this is put out the updated version just in February. So it takes you from 1945, the first year of the tournament, all the way through 2023. And so all those years are covered. All those years are handled in an individual way where it's all based on interviews we've done, more than 400 of them, with players and coaches. And it's really every chapter is a unique story on all those programs. And it's not a the same old few times. It really gets under the nails of the tournament in each given year. I'm not biased, but I strongly recommend it because I know we worked our tails off to produce it. So it would make a great gift for Dad. And I think that if whether Dad's a hockey fan per se or just a fan of local history and a fan of good storytelling, I think this book covers all those areas as well.
So there you go. Father's Day gift idea. It's not too late to pick up Tourney Time at a bookstore near you. A great look at the state hockey tournament over the years. Hey, David, good to visit with you today. Great work to you and the entire team at the Star Tribune. You guys put forth amazing effort.
I appreciate that, Steve, and I admire your work on the Good Neighbor too. So let's both keep it going as long as we can.
Yeah. I'm gonna hang around till they ask me to leave. I think is what I'm gonna do. All right, David, have a good night.
You too. Well, okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, there he is, David LeVake from the Star Tribune, covering state lacrosse this week. Track up at St. Michael Albertville, and the high school sports season almost in the rearview mirror. There are some events still to come.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.